Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Nazir Daf Nun Tes, the eighth parak Shnei Nazirim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, this daf presents an alternate version of Yochanan's statement, in which he said that one who removes armpit or pubic hair receives malchus for violating the prohibition to dress like a woman. The Gemara challenges him from a brisa which states that it's only the Rabban answers that Yochanan was following the tana of another brisa who says that it's a deraisa violation. The Gemara explains that the first Tana holds the pasuk teaches shol yilbash ish simlas ish of a yeshi ben anashim, that a man may not wear a woman's clothing and sit among women, or vice versa, for promiscuous purposes. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov has a third opinion. From where do we know that a woman may not go out wearing weapons? For this, the Torah states, v'yekli gevra al isha, there shall not be a man's implement on a woman. And the next phrase, v'yilbash gevra simlas isha, and a woman shall not wear the clothing of a man, shall yitaken ish b'tikune isha, teaches that a man may not beautify himself with a woman's adornments. Point number two, the next mission continues the case of a pair of Nazirim, one of whom became Tame. Mace echad mehem, if one of them died, and the remaining Nazir must bring korbanos of both Tumah and Tahara out of doubt, Yeshua says you should find someone willing to agree to the following Nazir's conditions and say, Im tame hayisi hari ata nazir miyad, if I was tame, you are a Nazir now. Im tahor hayisi hari ata nazir acher shloshim yom, and if I was tahor, you will be a Nazir in 30 days. After 30 days, they bring korbanos of Tumah and of Tahara, and he makes a stipulation, Im ani hu atame, karban Tumah shali, v'karban Tahara shalcha. If I was the tame one, the karban Tumah is mine, and the karban Tahara is yours. Im ani hu atahor, karban Tahara shali, v'karban Tumah v'safek. And if I was the Tahara one, the karban Tahara is mine, and the others Naziris did not begin until now, and the karban Tumah is brought out of doubt. This refers to the special permissibility to bring a bird chattas out of doubt, although a chattas cannot be brought without an actual obligation. 30 days later, they bring another Karban Tahara and stipulate to assign it to whoever has not yet brought his Karban Tahara. And point number three, Ben Zoma rejects Rabbi Yeshua's approach. And who will agree to vow to be a Nazir opposite him and have to observe two terms out of doubt? Rather, you should bring a bird chattas for Tuma and an animal oa for Tahara and say, Im tame hayisi a chattas mechubasi va'ola min nedava. If I was tame, the chattas is for my obligation and the ola will be voluntary. Im tahor hayisi ha'ola mechubasi va'chattas mesafek. And if I was tahor, the ola is my Tahara obligation and the chattas is brought out of doubt. As before, 3 days later, where there remains a possibility that he needs a carbon Tahara, he brings a full set and says that if he was tame originally, this is now his carbon Tahara. And if he was tahor and brought his ola, then this ola is voluntary. Rabbi Yeshua objects, and him says that maybe karbonos av chatzaim. It emerges that he brings his karbonos piecemeal. The Gemara concludes that in truth, Rabbi Yeshua agrees there is nothing wrong with the solution. He only offered his own to see if the students would think of Ben Zoma's. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, this now presents an alternate version of Rabbi Yochanan's statement in which he said that one who removes armpit or pubic hair receives malchus for violating the prohibition to dress like a woman. The Gemara challenges him from a brisa which states that it's only the Rabban answers that Rabbi Yochanan was following the tana of another brisa who says that it's a deraisa violation. The Gemara explains that the first tana holds the pasuk teaches shol yilbash ish simlas ish of a yeshi ben anashim, that a man may not wear a woman's clothing and sit among women, or vice versa, for promiscuous purposes. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov has a third opinion. From where do we know that a woman may not go out wearing weapons? For this, the Torah states, v'yekli gevra al isha, there shall not be a man's implement on a woman. And the next phrase, v'yilbash gevra simlas isha, and a woman shall not wear the clothing of a man, shall yitaken ish b'tikune isha, teaches that a man may not beautify himself with a woman's adornments. Point number two, the next mission continues the case of a pair of Nazirim, one of whom became Tamei. Mace echad mehem, if one of them died, and the remaining Nazir must bring korbanos of both Tumah and Tahara out of doubt, Yeshua says you should find someone willing to agree to the following Nazir's conditions and say, Im tame hayisi hari ata nazir miyad, if I was tame, you are a Nazir now. Im tahor hayisi hari ata nazir acher shloshim yom, and if I was tahor, you will be a Nazir in 30 days. After 30 days, they bring korbanos of Tumah and of Tahara, and he makes a stipulation, Im ani hu atame, karban Tumah shali, v'karban Tahara shalcha. If I was the tame one, the karban Tumah is mine, and the karban Tahara is yours. Im ani hu atahor, karban Tahara shali, v'karban Tumah b'safek. And if I was the Tahara one, the karban Tahara is mine, and the others Naziris did not begin until now, and the karban Tumah is brought out of doubt. This refers to the special permissibility to bring a bird chattas out of doubt, although a chattas cannot be brought without an actual obligation. 30 days later, they bring another Karban Tahara and stipulate to assign it to whoever has not yet brought his Karban Tahara. And point number three, Ben Zoma rejects Rabbi Yeshua's approach. And who will agree to vow to be a Nazar opposite him and have to observe two terms out of doubt? Rather, you should bring a bird chatas for tuma and an animal oil for tahar and say, "Im tamehi yisi a chatas mechubasi va'olam in the dava." If I was tameh, the chatas is for my obligation and the olah will be voluntary. "Im tahor hayisi ha'olam mechubasi va'chatas mesafek." And if I was tahor, the olah is my tahar obligation and the chatas is brought out of doubt. As before, 3 days later, where there remains a possibility that he needs a carbon tahara, he brings a full set and says that if he was tameh originally, this is now his carbon tahara, and if he was tahor and brought his olah, then this olah is voluntary. Rabbi Yeshua objects, and he says that maybe karbonos avachatzayim. It emerges that he brings his karbonos piecemeal. The Gemara concludes that in truth, Rabbi Yeshua agrees there is nothing wrong with the solution. He only offered his own to see if the students would think of Ben Zoma's. All right, so now we go to our siman daf nun tes, and our standard siman is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband wearing women's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tamei Nazir looking for someone to become a Nazir and help him out, because he got too confused trying to bring his karbanos piecemeal instead. Once again, it's slow motion. The woman dressed as a hairy knight. Knight? That must be more on duff. Nun tes. The woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband, wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three opinions about the prohibition of dressing like a woman, and that a woman should not go out wearing weapons. So the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband, wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tamei Nazir looking for someone to become a Nazir and help him out. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah continues the case of a pair of Nazirim, one who became Tamei, Mace Echo Mehen, one of them died, and the remaining Nazir must be in Karbanos of both Tumah and Tahara. Masafik, Rabbi Yeshua says he should find someone willing to agree to following Nazir's conditions, and then proceeds to detail how the Karbanos should be brought. So the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tamei Nazir looking for someone to become a Nazir and help him out, because he got too confused trying to bring his Karbanos piecemeal instead. Which reminds us, Ben Zoma rejects Rabbi Yeshua's approach. Who will agree to vow to be a Nazir opposite him and have to observe two terms out of doubt? Rather, he presents the way the Nazir should proceed to bring his karbanos and stipulate certain conditions. Rabbi Yeshua objected because he said it emerges that he brings his karbanos piecemeal. So once again, the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband, wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tamei Nazir looking for someone to become a Nazir and help him out, because he got too confused trying to bring his karbanos piecemeal instead. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Blah Chazorah. Daf Nun Hey. So the Simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The import of hairy speed limit signs, that must be more in Daf Nun Hey. The importer of hairy speed limit signs who came to Chutz Lartz in a carriage, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three alternative explanations in the Machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, in the case of one who enters Eretz Ha'amim, the land of the nations, in a carriage trunk or closet, which are impervious to Tumah. So the importer of hairy speed limit signs who came to Chutz Lartz in a carriage pulled out a sign when he saw a trunk full of utensils whizzing through the airspace over a corpse, not acting as an ohel, which reminds us, the Gemara refutes the explanation that the Machlokas was whether one holds ohel zaruk shmei ohel, whether a moving ohel is considered an ohel, proving the Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is not considered an ohel, for he ruled in a case of a trunk full of utensils being thrown over a corpse, that they are tameh. So the importer of hairy speed limit signs who came to Chutz Lartz in a carriage pulled out a sign when he saw a trunk full of utensils whizzing through the airspace over a corpse not acting as an ohel, which was thrown by a Nazir who was upset that his days of confirmed saras do not count towards his short Naziris. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a Metzora's days of counting and days of confirmed Saras are not counted towards his Naziris. Rav Chisda qualifies this. They only taught this regarding a short Naziris, but for a lengthy Naziris, the Saras days are also counted towards his Naziris. They do not count for his short Naziris simply because the Metzora must shave his entire body at the end of his Tahara process, and a Nazir must have a 30-day growth of hair to complete his Naziris. Rav Sharavia challenges him from our Mishnah, and Rav Chisda is refuted on the following Daf. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simra Daf Nun Vav is a Shusher and Shul going nu. So here goes. The Shusher, that must be more in Daf Nun Vav, a Shusher and Shul going nu. The Shushu was agitated by the Nazir Metzora bemoaning his fate, that his days of a confirmed Tzaras do not count towards his long Naziris, which reminds us, after successfully challenging Rav Chisda's ruling, that the days of a Metzora can count towards a lengthy Naziris, Rav Ashi poses another challenge from a Brice which derives that a confirmed Metzora's days do not count towards his Naziris. If a Nazir declared Naziris in a cemetery, whose hair is fit for shaving at the end of his Naziris, because he does not shave for his tuma, in oinu min minyan, yet those days do not count for him, then confirmed days of a Metzora, whose hair is not fit for shaving at the end of his Naziris, since he must shave for his Tzaras, is it not certainly so? So the Shushu was agitated by the Nazir Metzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed Tzaras do not count towards his long Naziris, told the man next to him to shush, and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting, which reminds us, any teaching from a long line of sources, we say the first and last sources, but not the intermediate names. So the Shushu, who was agitated by the Nazir Metzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed Tzaras do not count towards his long Naziris, told the man next to him to shush, and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting. And then he went on to shush another who wanted to learn that a Nazir shaves on a Revias of blood from a Kal V'chomer from an Etzem Kesora, which reminds Rabbi Kiva attempted to learn from an Etzem Kesora that a Revias of blood requires a Nazir to shave. When he presented his argument before Rabbi Yeshua, he responded, Yafa Marta El Ken Amru Halacha. You have spoken well, however, this is how the Halacha was said to Moshe at Har Sinai. The Gemara in the next off explains that since the requirement for a Nazir to shave based on bone tumor was taught as a Halacha of Moshe Sinai, other applications could not be derived from it, even through a Kal V'chomer. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is nose, and we use Pinocchio. So here goes. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio, that must be wrong, Daf. Nun Zayin, nose. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become Tame, which reminds us the eighth parak addresses what is done in a case when there are two Nazirim and someone said, I saw one of you become Tame, but I don't know which. How do they proceed to bring their karbanas? So the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become Tame had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tumah was thrown between them, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why is this not a case of Suffolk tumah in Rishus Rabbim given the presence of the witness, which would make them three people? And answer is, the case is speaking where the aide says, I saw tumah thrown between you, but was not near them, so it's considered that they were standing in Rishus Yachid. So, the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become Tame had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tomb was thrown between them, and ended sadly with Pinocchio's mother shaving his head and then burying him. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses the disputes about cutting payas of a minor and a woman's cutting someone's payas. Rav Huna holds that since a kafa is written near the prohibition to destroy one's beard, he darshans, koshi yeshua hashkasa, yeshua hakafa. Anyone who is subject to the prohibition to destroy their beard is subject to the prohibition to round the corners of their heads. Women who do not have the former prohibition are not subject to the prohibition of a kafa, even of a man's head. Ravada holds, echora maki v'echora nikaf v'mashma. Both the one rounding and the one whose head is being rounded are implied by the prohibition, which teaches that wherever the one being shaved is exempt, such as a minor, it's permitted for an adult to perform the shaving. The Gemara relates how Rav Huna's wife, Chova, who cut her son's hair, ended up burying her sons. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. That must be on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, which reminds us, Rava suggests that all Tanaim agree that completely shaving the head is permitted, but the first Tana interprets the Pasuk as allowing even shaving a Metzora in the forbidden manner, kagon shehikiv ubasov gilach, where he first rounded the corners and then shaved the entire head. This possibility is rejected since Reish Lakish taught that the Torah only allows for a lo saseh to be overridden where there is no alternative. So Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzes that can be used for both linen and wool begadim. Which reminds us of Machlokes, what tzitzes written near shatnez teaches is that an aseh zdoch lo saseh tzitzes can be made from shatnez, or that wool and linen tzitzes exempt whether a garment is of their type or another, whereas other tzitzes type exempt their own type of garment, but not another type. So Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzes that can be used for both linen and wool begadim, only to find out that he was chayv malchus for shaving his armpits. Which reminds us, Rav said, Mekel Adam Kogufa Matar, a man may shave his entire body with a razor, and it's not a violation of wearing a woman's garment. He was challenged from a brisa, a mavir besa shechu besa erba hari zeloka, one who removes armpit or pubic hairs incurs malchus. The Gemara answers that the brisa speaks of shaving with a razor, which is prohibited, as dressing like a woman, and Rav spoke of one who cut with scissors, and Rav's intent was about cutting like a razor, but not with an actual razor. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely when a rova kava bones and a revius of dam are sufficient only to be metami truman kadshim, but not for a nazir or one performing a carbon pesach? That's on daf? Nun gimel. Good. Number 2. Which definitely of a question of the tuma of Eretz Amim is because of airspace or land? That's on daf? Nun dalad. Good. Number 3. Which of the one Rabbi Yeshua says a Safek Tami Nazir should find someone willing to agree to following Nazir's conditions, and then he proceeds to detail how the Korbanah should be brought. That's on Daf. Nun test. Good. Number 4. Which Daf are three alternative explanations brought in the Machos regarding how one enters Chutzlarts in a carriage, trunk, or closet? That's on Daf. Nun hey. Good. Number 5. Which of the one the Rekiva attempted to derive from a Kal v'chomer, from a Etzem Kesora, that a Revius of Dam requires a Nazir to shave? That's on Daf. Nun Vav. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that the case of the two Nazirim is considered a Safek Tuma, Rishus Yachid, because the aide who saw the Tuma thrown was off in the distance? That's on Daf. Nun Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that Rabbi Yeshua says that Ben Zoma's approach to how a Safek Tamei Nazir should bring his Karbanis would result in his bringing the Karbanis piecemeal? That's on daf. Nun Tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn that what tzitzis written your shatnas teaches? One shot being that wool and linen tzitzis exempt whether a garment is of their type or of another? That's on daf. Nun Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you have three opinions about the prohibition of dressing like a woman, and we learn that a woman should not go out wearing weapons? That's on daf. Nun test. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have a machos about cutting payas of a minor and a woman's cutting someone's payas? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.